You know what, Sam?
What?
What a great game to wear my Kuznetsov jersey for the first time.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming to you from the heart of Canes country, this is the Caniac Report. Your number one source for everything Carolina Hurricanes. Hot takes, predictions, game analysis, and NHL news. And now your hosts, Sam Wallace and Sam Driscoll.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Caniac Report, and what a great win to start the playoffs, Sam. Probably not the game Hurricanes wanted to play, but they were able to play well enough to get the win. That's the most important thing in the end.
Yeah, you don't need it to look pretty. You just need to win. You need to find a way to win. And I think the most important thing I think to take out of this game is Carolina, in my mind, didn't play very well. I thought Brent Burns was atrocious. I thought there wasn't a lot of players out there that played like great hockey tonight. I think the fourth line was the best line, and I think Svech was on a mission. Well, all night.
We'll talk about this more in depth after our ad, our sponsor thing.
But the biggest point I'm going to say about this, and that was it. This is the only thing I was going to say now. It speaks a lot to the team. It shows how good this team is. In a bad game, they still find a way to win.
Yes, definitely. I do agree with you there. So, first things first, podcast news. We have a great partnership with SeatGeek, with playoffs now starting.
Yeah, go to game two.
You can go to game two, and you can use our promo code CANIACREPORTS, all one word. You get your first purchase off $20 when you use that promo code. It's a great deal with playoffs now starting. And we also have a link for donations. So if you feel like you want to donate, it is in the episode description of every episode that you listen to, whether it's on Apple or Spotify, whatever. So yeah, that's all for podcast news. Now, NHL news. We're kind of going to round out NHL news because with the episodes moving forward, Sam, I do just want to talk mainly about the game, unless there is big news. But a lot of things did happen this past week. One, Martin St. Louis, Sam, was extended as coach for Montreal. I think that is definitely the right choice.
Yeah.
And I think he does an excellent job.
He was not extended. They activated his option.
Okay.
Same contract. There was an option.
Option to activate. Okay.
And they activated it right
now. I did not know that. But good for him. I think he's an excellent coach, and I think Montreal could be in the conversation to make the playoffs next year. Yeah, I think it kind of all depends on Boston, to be honest. But we'll see how that division shakes up next year. And the next piece of news, Sam, is a notable player retires, Jeff Carter. And I think he's had a really good career overall.
Yeah.
He's a very good goal scorer. And, I mean,
I remember watching him in Philly and
L.A.,
notably in L.A., and then in Pittsburgh. And I guess he had a stint with Columbus that wasn't very good. I don't know. I looked at his points, and I thought he did okay. He didn't play there very long. Looked like he was like a trade deadline acquisition or something. I don't know. But I liked Jeff Carter a lot. I liked him and Mike Richards when they played together in L.A. and in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Carter was just an amazing player.
Yeah.
I heard he was a quiet player, I've heard from Elliot Friedman and the others.
So, yeah. I like him. I liked him a lot. I've always have. I've never hated Jeff Carter. So congratulations on a fantastic career. Stanley Cup champion. Well-deserved accolades to him. And good, you know, I'm sorry he didn't have the end of a career. You probably would have liked to chase the cup one more time. I'm a little surprised he's retiring. I thought he could probably play another season. But it's okay. You know, good for him. He's won some Stanley Cups. It's not like he has anything else to prove.
Yes, exactly. He has been a great player overall. Congrats to him on his retirement. The next piece of news is Don Granato is fired as head coach of Buffalo. Sam, that is like seven coaches Buffalo has fired throughout their huge playoff droughts. I'm starting to feel bad for Buffalo fans. Just a little bit.
Said it before, I'll say it again. The best coach for them to get is Woodcroft.
Oh yeah. So what I'm hearing, is that they're wanting to get a coach like John Tortorella, basically a coach that is wanting to be hard on their players.
There's only one coach I can think of.
And that's John Tortorella.
Mike Babcock.
Or Mike Babcock. Oh, yeah.
If you want to talk about a coach who's going to be tough and snarly and he's going to want it his way, Mike Babcock. Maybe Joe Quenneville, if he's able to come back into the league. I don't know what that status is there with him, with the whole Kyle Peach thing. I know he might be able to come back into the league. I know that was a conversation, and I've heard that they're open to that. He just has to talk with Gary Bettman, and he has to approve him coming back into the league. But
you know, another coach I think of that's tough, he was fired this year. Dean Evason.
Yeah, it's possible too. Lane Lambert from the Islanders.
They have options.
They do. I really feel though their best choice, because they're an offensive heavy team, and I think the best guy, one of the best coaches who's unlocked offense, is Woodcroft. So I'd hire Woodcroft.
Yeah, we'll see how Buffalo goes. Again, kind of feeling a little bit bad for their fans just because it's so long. Like, they need to get back in the playoffs. It is worse
because they made the playoffs. That's saying
something.
That year after we started, so that year we started the drought, they made the playoffs that year. And then I think that following year is the year they started missing.
Yeah.
And they have been missing ever since. So they were on the same thing with us, missing playoffs, missing playoffs, missing playoffs. But we got in.
Exactly. We did. So, yeah, that's all for NHL news. Sam, not really any Hurricanes news, but I will say this. Jesper Foss did not play in game one, which left an opportunity for KK or Lemieux. I'm sure you're happy because Brendan Moore chose KK over Lemieux.
He did, but as that game went on, I wanted to swap KK and Kuznetsov, but I was talking with them, and the benefit of not doing that was that fourth line is going to abuse other teams' fourth lines right now.
Yes. Because
they're playing very good.
They are playing very good. And now we're going to get to game one win and reviewing it. But before we do, let's get to our sponsor. The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beers all the way to the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boo Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, responsible gaming resources. Copyright NHL 24. All rights reserved. Wow. What a great win to start the playoffs, not just for us, but the NHL itself.
Yeah.
And to me, what was interesting about this game, from start to finish, the tone, I was a bit surprised by the Islanders. Because I thought they were going to be this big, physical team. They were not.
Not as physical as they've been in years past.
They really weren't. And if you look at the hits, Sam, we out-hit them. Yeah, 22-17.
23, they gave us an extra one.
They gave us an extra one, okay. I already watched the review of the hockey guy on game one, so he had the hits up, so I guess they did give us one.
This was a weird game in the stats compared to what this team is, right? Usually we're not the most physical. We were the more physical team tonight. Usually we're the ones taking all the shots. We were not the ones who were shooting the puck all night. It was the Islanders. It was different.
Yes, it really was different. And, Sim, in the first period, we get a power play to start things off. And it's Kuznetsov scoring from Netrus and Che, and if this was video, you'd be seeing Sam doing the bird.
Yes, the koozie celebration. I love it. I got my Kuznetsov jersey in time for the playoffs. That is the jersey I chose to wear for the playoffs. And well, until we lose a game anyway, then I'll rotate to another one while I'm there.
Because you're superstitious.
I'm superstitious.
So I am too.
If my jersey
in the same boat
loses a game, and I'm there, I swap to another jersey. But It is 1-0 in the playoffs. It is 1-0 of all time. So
you're happy.
I'm happy. Sure. And Kuznetsov got 2 points.
Oh, he did. I thought Kuznetsov was one of the best players.
Yes.
And I would say probably that whole line was really good. And, I mean, let's talk about his deployment for a little bit. It seems like he played on the second line a little bit, I believe. It was him sometimes with Teravainen and Netras, but then he was back on the fourth line. But you know what? I mean, we had that discussion, like you said. I don't mind him playing on the fourth line if you can expose the other team's fourth line. Now, yeah. If it doesn't work, put him on the second line.
Yeah, look, Kuznetsov was very good. I thought he looked very good. I think he had one.
Oh, he did.
He had one glaring mistake at his own blue line, but he got back and corrected for it. So that was important too.
Well, that was on the power play, wasn't it?
Or was either on the power play or was just on a regular shift. He gave the puck away at the blue line and Islanders.
I do remember that. I just can't remember if we're on the power play or not. But he was great. He really was. But unfortunately, Sam, Islanders score. And, I mean, not really much Anderson could have done there because it was a tip. McLean for the Islanders gets his first goal in his career in the playoffs.
Good for him, I suppose.
Yeah, good for him. Seems to happen a lot against us. But, I mean, my only thing probably with Anderson, it seems like he was trying to find the puck. And usually, I mean, you would agree with me maybe. I mean, you played goalie. If you cannot find the puck,
don't move.
You don't move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he moved, he swivered around. And I'm like, why are you doing that? That's my only thing, my only critique of Anderson.
Usually, yeah, you kind of just sit there. I thought there were a couple of instances Islanders almost scored where I thought he was cheating a little bit to one side and they almost snuck one in. But
Burns?
No, so Burns had a glaring giveaway on the power play. We were on the power play.
Yes, but there was one that leads through Anderson, and one of our players was able to get it out right on the on the line.
It was Slavin.
Might have been Slavin. I can't remember.
Slavin or maybe Shea. But no, look, I think Anderson was great tonight. I'm not taking anything away. I think everybody has some stuff to learn from this game and to get better.
Even our top players. And, I mean, I think it was Brandon that kind of told us this in our group chat. He kind of predicted it. And you know what? I mean, it makes sense if you think about it on a larger scale. Islanders have been trying to play playoff hockey for the past month.
Yep.
Hurricanes have already solidified themselves. So Islanders probably were going to be tough from the start.
And they actually weren't, though. I thought the Islanders didn't really show up until about 5 or so minutes into the first period.
I agree.
It was dominant. We got the power play early in the first,
Well, it was after the tying goal.
The game. Yeah.
I really think it was. So Islanders really controlled the game there. And in the second period, it was more evident. Like, Carolina could not get anything going in that second period.
No, they really could not. And that's the kind of team the Islanders are. They're going to try and play a trap game and then expose you when they get the opportunity. But the problem is, like, if you take a lead on
them. And
they
have a good forecheck, too. Credit to the Islanders. I mean, they played a good game.
They do, and they have to play that way because their skill level isn't where it needs to be, right? They just don't have the talent that a lot of teams have. So they have to grind.
Which means they have to play a certain system in order to win.
And I think when you look at the New York Islanders, they're a tough team. But at the end of the day, they don't have the skill. And I think that's...
Well, compared to us, they don't. No. I think on paper, we're better. Now, there are some teams that don't have the skill, and they're currently winning right now compared to another team in Toronto and Boston.
Yeah, and I mean, because if you look at Boston, in my mind, they have two elite players in Marchand and Pastrnak. Well, I guess three, McAvoy, and then if you want to talk about their goalie and Swayman and Ullmark, if you look at them, and then you want to go over to Toronto, it's like Marner, Tavares, Matthews, Nylander, I mean, they're often Bertuzzi, Domi, who's had a great year. Their offense theoretically should just dominate Boston because Boston. I mean, I don't think.
But Boston's deep. It seems like Boston's outworking Toronto, basically.
And I mean, that's the case now. I mean, I don't know what the score is. I'll check real fast.
But last time,
4-0.
It's 4-0 now. Yeah. Oh gosh, Boston's really taking it to Toronto.
And look, it's the first game, and I think you got it. And you're at home, you should win. I mean, really, you should win if you're at home. I think Toronto needs to win one of those two, but we're not here to talk about Toronto and Boston.
No, we're not. This is a Hurricanes podcast, and I'm not a Toronto or Boston podcast.
If you want to watch that, we recommend the Steve Dangle podcast, LFR. We like him. He's funny. He doesn't pay us to do that. I like Steve Dangle.
He's a funny dude. But yeah, I mean, back to the game. Islanders just had control of that second period, and I was getting concerned, and you said you were too, because I was just like, at some point the Islanders are going to score here.
Yeah.
But Andersons kept staying on top.
I kept thinking in that period, as it was just, we were just playing poorly, I was like, all we need to do, just get to the third period tied. That's all I really wanted, and we did. We got to the third period tied, and I was like, we have a chance to win this. We need to come out. Ron needs to chew him up, mix up the lines a little bit. And it's funny, he only changed the line. He only did one tweak.
Jarvis with Martinuk and Staal, and Svech with Aho and Gensel, and it seemed to have worked out.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I mean, while I thought Svech played really good, now he took a stupid penalty.
Yeah.
But I thought he played very well.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great sign. I didn't really think Aho Gensel had much to do with this game, to be honest.
I thought Aho was bad.
I didn't think Aho looked nervous. I thought he was nervous. I thought he was a little bit giddy. He was more just unsettled.
He had some giveaways. And I don't expect that to be something replicated.
No, not with Aho, which is why I'm kind of expecting that he was just nervous. Because, I mean, he's versed the Islanders. A lot of these players have versed the Islanders before.
There is a lot of...
And they weren't expecting this type of Islanders game because they thought they were going to be more physical. Yeah. That's my speculation.
And this is a Hurricanes team who is probably fully aware that they are... the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
And so that's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, and that's pressure this team, I would argue, hasn't had in the past. Last year, they weren't expected to go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. We were banged up. We were not healthy. Whatever we did was going to be icing on the cake.
Well, honestly, I was surprised that we made it that far last year with us being banged up as we were.
I mean, I said victory, I think, at the start of the playoffs. I was like, you know, if you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think you take that to the bank.
Now, we were still angry when we lost.
Yeah, sure. You're going to be upset. You're going to be upset because that goal that Florida scored the last, that shouldn't have counted. That was goalie interference. And yes, I'm still going to harp on that because it was goalie interference. Because I've seen that exact same play called against Carolina, and it's goalie interference whenever we do it. So it's goalie interference. But either way, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, Sam, we didn't play a good game.
No, Kuznetsov acknowledged that, too, at the end of the game, which I thought was really good.
We played 5 minutes of Hurricanes hockey. Five. At the beginning of the period. I would say five. And then I think we played another 5 minutes at the end of the third period. Well, I would say maybe 5 to 10 minutes in the third period of Hurricanes hockey. But not full Hurricanes hockey. I think we had 5 minutes of full, pure Hurricanes hockey the first 5 minutes of the game.
But third period opens up.
Third period opens up, and I don't think that's the way Rod wants to play, and I don't think that's the way we want to play entirely. But if it opens up against an Islanders team, you can exploit that. We're better than the Islanders. We have better skill than the Islanders. We can expose the Islanders in that way. That's not the way they want to play.
Yes, and you know what? Nason, he is able to break his goal-scoring drought. I believe he had like 20 games.
What a game to do it in.
I know. Really great game to do it in. He scores a garbage type of goal, but sometimes you need those goals. And I think it was deflected twice or a couple times because it was Kuznetsov. Yeah, I think it was Kuznetsov that took the shot, and it trickled past Shea. And Nason was able to get the puck right in front of Varlamov and able to shoot it in. Great goal. That really got the Hurricanes... fans on their feet since the first period.
It was loud.
Buzzing.
Yes. It was buzzing. It was loud. It was exciting. It was fun. Felt better. But it was still nerve-wracking going down because the Islanders had some chances. And they had some good chances.
Well, even before that goal, well, I mean, let's talk about 40 seconds in, Anderson, who I thought was interfered with.
Yes.
Made a huge save on his butt.
Yeah, he was sitting
on it. Looks like he was trying to use the force for crying out loud with two hands.
Yeah, like, he put his hands up like, stop, you shall not pass.
Yeah, I like that. I like that analogy.
And he was like, no, this is not going in. I do not care. We do not get goalie. He's probably thinking, hell, we don't get goalie interferences to go our way. I better stop this sucker. And he stopped it.
True.
And he stopped it and got it taken care of. And good for Freddie. Really good for Freddie. He was so good.
I love that you shall not pass. That's a great analogy. Because he did look like that.
Freddie the White. Oh, like Gandalf the White. We got Freddie the White. Or Freddie the Gray.
That's going to be your pun for this playoffs.
Freddie the Gray.
When is he going to be the White?
When he gets to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, boy. We'll see how that goes. But. That is a great goal, and that turned out to be the game-winner goal. Obviously, Islanders call a timeout off of an icing. And, I mean, you're still a little bit unsure if Islanders could tie it or not, but Drury wins the face-off.
After getting clipped up high with a puck, I believe. Or he either got clipped with a high stick or a puck or something.
Him and Jarvis.
Yeah.
Got clipped with a puck.
It was not the best night for Jarvis and Drury. Jarvis, I think, got hit in the eye, and I think Drury got hit in the nose. And look, they came back and played. It's playoff hockey.
Yeah, it really is. But Natchez did a really good job after Drury won the faceoff.
Yep.
And he was really able to battle that Islanders player whose name I am forgetting. Because, I mean, while I was watching this game, I was like more of a fan than probably like an analyst. But
The
Natchez goal was great. You needed a goal like that to just solidify it.
And just so everyone knows, if I'm at the game, it's a playoff game. This is no offense to anybody or anything like that. I ain't going to be tweeting a whole lot if I'm at the game. I'm just not. I am a fan just like y'all. I want to enjoy the playoffs. So if I'm watching the game at home, like the road games, I'll tweet some stuff if something comes out to me and the points sticks
just
out.
Just do what I do on Instagram. Just post like a recap something after
the game. Yeah, so maybe I'll do that if I'm thinking about it. But in general, it's just if it's a home game, don't expect a lot of social media activity from either of us other than maybe like a period summary of what we thought, and then
because it's really the experience. And if you have not been to a playoff Hurricanes game, you need to go.
And just wait till day of, later in the day, closer to puck drop, buy a ticket online. People drop the prices down. So on SeatGeek, if you want to go, use $20 off.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's playoffs, go have fun, enjoy. Playoff game, if you have a chance to go in the first round, if you don't want to pay the prices because it can get more expensive as you go on. But it's not too bad in the first round. You can get a ticket day of. I saw on there for like $60. So go out there, have fun, tailgate, enjoy the game.
You tailgated with our podcast.
Yeah,
friends.
With our friends at Caniac Sessions, we had a great time I had a great time with Matt and AB, and we had a good time chatting. My college roommate came down and he watched the game with me for his first playoff hockey game. He went out and bought an Aho jersey before the game. He was all in the spirit of playoff hockey.
That's awesome. And I mean, playoff hockey is totally different than regular season. Everything is amped up to a new level. I watched the game with my dad. He made steaks, and you guys have heard my dad if you listen to this show for quite some time. So yeah. That we both enjoyed watching the games from you at PNC and me at my parents' house.
And then
on Monday, I'm going.
You're going with your dad, and you guys get to go enjoy it. I'll be sitting at home with a couple friends of mine, and we're going to eat some pizza, and we're going to watch the game, and we are going to enjoy it from the comfort of my own home. And then we'll bring you another episode, as long as it doesn't go in overtime.
Yes, as long as it doesn't. One more thing I do want to talk about. And this is kind of to repeat what I said the last episode. When the Hurricanes are on their game, there is some physical aspect.
Yeah.
And there was in that third period. Svetch made a couple of hits.
Yeah.
And then, to me, the biggest hit Jarvis yeah. on Dobson.
Yeah.
Like, you are nowhere. The smallest person on the team, and you're able to lay a huge hit like that? My gosh. That is incredible. I love Jarvis. He's always had a tenacity to his game. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Against the Islanders, I did.
Look, if you want to talk about the biggest priority this offseason that you need to sign, like people that I would say you need to get signed, like you need to make a deal, get done. Jarvis, Gensel, Shea.
Well, apparently, I probably should have mentioned this in the Hurricanes news. Don Waddell spoke, I think, recently, and he said he's optimistic about signing Gensel. Now,
who knows what that means?
Who knows what that means? He has said things about players before, like Hamilton, I believe he said that. Adam Fox, he said that before. Other players. I am not going to believe anything he says until I actually see it's done. So
yeah,
that's my thing.
And heck, if you play well here, you have fun here, you like it here, you're going to sign here. And really, at the end of the day, if you want to play in Carolina, you'll play in Carolina. If you want to go chase the money. Dude's good enough to do that, and I'm not going to hold that against
Gensel. Dougie Hamilton did that.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to, you know, it's frustrating at the time when they do something like that, but I'm not going to blame a player for going out and getting their big payday, and this is going to be Gensel's payday, so. Now, I'll be honest with you. I give Gensel an 8x10, 8 years, $10 million. I give him the 10. Or if you want to get him, like, match him with Aho. Gensel's going to be your – if you bring in Gensel, he's going to be your 1A, 1B best player with Aho, right? And then you put Jarvis up there, who's going to be great. You're going to – I mean, you bring Jarvis in at, like, $7 million, $8 million. I mean, with the cap going up, you can make it work.
Yeah, you really could. And – I mean, I read an article on NHL, I believe NHL Network, maybe, I can't remember, of how the NHL as a business is starting to boom, meaning the cap's going to go up. So we need every bit of that, which is great if it's going to go up. But Sam, Game 2 is Monday. We'll review that. I've always thought Game 2 is the most important game in a series,
yeah,
in my opinion.
You win game two, you can go into Long Island knowing we need to win one. And in my mind, when you go into, if you can win both games at home and you're the home ice advantage teams, you win your first two, you can go into New York and you can really put a stranglehold if you win game three. If you lose game three, but you can win game four, you can close things out at home. And that's what you need to do. You need to go to New York.
And I predicted this to be five games.
I still think it's going to be four. I think it's going to be four. You see any tweets on our podcast? No, it's me. I think it's four. I think we win in four. I really do. I think this team is good enough to win in four. I think this team is capable to do this in New York and get it shut down. But if not, in my mind, what you have to do is win one in New York. You don't want to go back to Long Island. You want to go to Long Island exactly one time, play two games, and come back to Carolina, shut it down.
Yes, I completely agree. And hopefully in game two, we can see more of the big guys playing very good. Aho, Gensel, because Aho and Gensel were shut down. I expect them to be a little bit fiery in game two. I didn't think Nedras played bad or Teravainen.
They were fine. The line was fine. I thought KK was a bit rough.
But Aho and Gensel were just shut down. And I expect them to really bounce back in game two. And I think if they do, and you have playoff Kuzi, then I think you're going to win. And Anderson has to be great, too. You have to have good goaltending.
I agree. I agree completely.
So, yeah, we will see you guys after game two.
Thanks for listening to the Kaniac Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. Can't get enough of the Kaniac Report? For more content or to connect with the Sams, check them out on Instagram and Twitter at The Kaniac Report. We'll see you next time.